CanaWeb Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. The Kuskokwim fisherman trial resumed yesterday in Bethel. Last June, about 50 fishermen were cited for illegal salmon fishing. Half of them pled not guilty and have been fighting it in court ever since. KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports in recent weeks, the fishermen had been waiting to hear a decision on whether they have the religious right to subsistence fish, even during state closures. They packed into the courtroom with some people left standing in the hallway. It was a trial by judge, and Judge Bruce Ward, in a gentle voice, said the court found that the state's need to restrict king salmon supersedes the fishermen's rights to religious practice.
The court wants all parties to know that this was a very difficult decision to make. This was not easy.
The fishermen were challenging the state based on a free exercise clause of the Alaska Constitution, arguing that subsistence fishing is a religious practice, and that when they fished last summer during closures, they were practicing their religion. Judge Ward said he did a lot of research, including looking at an older case, Frank versus the State, which was decided by the Alaska Supreme Court in 1979. That case showed that the free exercise clause may work when three things are met. One, religion is involved. Two, when the conduct is religiously based. And three, the person is sincere. The judge found the defendants met the first two no problem. It was obvious from the expert testimony the court heard on Yupik culture. The sincerity question would be addressed later by each individual trial. The sticking point came when Western science entered into the argument. Based on the testimony given by the state and federal fish biologists last month, the court decided that there is a compelling need to restrict the Kuskokwim king run based on recent data, where in the Frank case, it was about the need to take one moose for a ceremonial potlatch, which would not have affected the population of moose. In this case, the fishing could have an adverse impact.
Therefore, this court finds the need to police the Chinook run to ensure its continuity for future generations of Yupik fishermen and families overcomes the argued for free exercise exemption, which would otherwise apply.
Although each case must be heard separately for the court to determine the fisherman's sincerity, Judge Ward said those findings won't sway his guilty verdicts. The defense, led by James Davis Jr. with the Northern Justice Project, plans to appeal, and the judge says the Alaska Supreme Court should review the Frank case.
I think the Alaska Supreme Court needs to address some of the parameters that were outlined in Frank 40 years ago. It's been a long time. And the situation in this case is very different for a number of reasons.
At some point during the proceeding, the courtroom was infused with the smell of dry fish as someone in the gallery passed around a gallon baggie full of it, sharing it with everyone. The individual trials will continue at the Bethel Courthouse until all remaining fishermen are heard. Alaska has unveiled a plan to determine the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge's oil and gas potential as the state looks to reinvigorate the debate over whether to drill on the refuge's coastal plain. Alaska Governor Sean Parnell said yesterday that the U.S. Department of Interior has not indicated that it will address oil and gas issues in a new planning document for the refuge, so Alaska is stepping up. Alaska is proposing a multi-year plan that includes seismic surveys, environmental studies, and exploration drilling on the refuge's coastal plain. Exploration would take place in winter, and Parnell says it would have a limited impact on the environment. Parnell says he will ask the state legislature for up to $50 million toward the plan if the federal government is willing to partner with Alaska. An environmentalist calls the plan a recycled bad idea. The Obama administration has approved Alaska's request for a waiver from provisions of the federal education law, No Child Left Behind. In 2011, the administration announced it would let states avoid certain requirements, like students showing they're proficient in reading and math by 2014 if other conditions were met. Those conditions included states imposing their own standards to prepare students for college and careers, and setting evaluation standards for teachers and principals. Alaska applied for a waiver last year. Critics of No Child Left Behind call it a one-size-fits-all approach to education that does not fit Alaska's needs. The U.S. Department of Education says it has approved waiver requests from 37 states and the District of Columbia so far. The latest approvals announced yesterday were for Alaska, Hawaii, and West Virginia. An Alaska volcano eruption is prompting regional airlines to cancel flights to nearby communities, including a town that reported traces of fallen ash. The Alaska Volcano Observatory says Pavlov Volcano has released ash plumes as high as 22,000 feet. Clouds obscured the volcano Monday, but scientists say seismic instruments at the volcano, 625 miles southwest of Anchorage, show continuing tremors. Geologist Chris Way Thomas says the abrasive ash has not risen enough to threaten international air traffic passing over the volcano-rich Aleutian Arc. Ash emissions have reached high enough, however, to affect flights of some smaller planes. Anchorage-based regional carrier Penair has canceled a dozen passenger and cargo flights to several communities. They include Sand Point, which reported a dusting of ash on Sunday. Ace Air Cargo canceled two flights. A Kenai couple has the only winning ticket in this year's Nenana Ice Classic. The ice on the Tanana River went out at 2:41 in the afternoon on Monday, tripping the tripod in Alaska's favorite guessing game. The game uses standard and not daylight savings time. No one predicted the exact minute the tripod would fall, but Warren and Yvonne Snow of Kenai were a minute off, guessing the time at 2:40 in the afternoon on Monday, meaning they were the closest. Ice Classic manager Sherry Fornes says the Snows win the $318,500 jackpot. This was the longest breakup on record for the 97-year-old guessing game. It was 3 hours longer than the previous record set at 11:41 in the morning, May 20th, 1964. And the price of gold in New York is at $1,378.70, down $16.40. An ounce of silver down 41 cents to $22.61. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is expected to arrive in Nome at 9:12 this morning and depart to Anchorage at 9:57. Unofficially 33 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.